October 18, Unveiled. In 2 Corinthians chapter 3, Paul talks about the veil Moses wore over his face. Moses did this because his face shone with God's glory after he went up Mount Sinai to receive God's law, seen in Exodus chapter 34, verses 29 to 33. The people couldn't look at him because his face shone so brightly. Paul then says a similar veil lies over the hearts of Jews as they read the Old Testament. This veil holds them back from seeing two great revelations. The first is the glory of the law itself. God's law revealed his flawless character, his holiness, wisdom, compassion, and love. Even though the glory of the law was small compared to the glory of Christ, the law still revealed God, and so it still revealed his glory, as in 2 Corinthians chapter 3, verses 7 to 11. It still spoke of the kind of God Israel followed. So Paul says, first of all, that Jews in his day were blinded to this. They couldn't see their true God. Secondly, Paul wrote, Jews in his day could not see Christ because of the continuing veil over them. The veil is only taken away when someone comes into the presence of Jesus himself. 2 Corinthians chapter 3 verse 16 says, But whenever anyone turns to the Lord, the veil is taken away. Moses would take the veil off when he was in God's presence. So when we are in Christ's presence, there is no veil. We are now unveiled. Nothing stops us seeing the true God. When we read the Old Testament, we can still see God's matchless character in the laws he gave Israel. But this glory is a fading glory. The unfading glory is in Christ.